Baker，
我曾经住过他祖父、他的先生的祖父的房子，鹊桥那个时候1岁半，也在那个地方院子跑来跑去，在苗栗，叫做贝开文牧师啊，先生。就是刚才文琪提到 Hedy Baker。
Okay, so earlier, Justina's sister, when she brought up Heidi Baker, and actually,
我在30年前住过那个地方，
30 years ago, I actually
住过他祖父住的，他先生的祖父的住的地方。
I lived at her husband's father's place, grandfather's place.
那贝开文牧师曾经在云兰也是接待一些就是流浪的孩子，或是生病的孩子，或是品性不好的孩子。
This grandfather, this pastor Baker, also, when he was in which place?
在云南，大陆的云南。
Okay, in Yunnan, in China, he also, took in, the orphans, the homeless, the poor.
但是当他们一起祷告的时候，
And at the time, when they all prayed together,
他们被圣灵充满。
They were filled by the Holy Spirit.
那这些孩子的灵被提到天上。
And the spirits of these children, were taken up to heaven.
他们看到天上的新耶路撒冷。
And they were able to see the New Jerusalem.
就好像圣经启示录讲的那么的美丽。
And it was just as beautiful as it was described in the book of Revelation.
所以曾经被牧师、被老牧师写了一本书，叫做《天外异象》。
So that's why this pastor Baker, he wrote a book called
The Vision in Heaven.
Visions of Heaven.
那他在苗栗的时候。
And when he was in Miaoli,
他也是就是传福音给穷人。
he was also preaching to the poor.
他写作，
he wrote some
写书。
some books.
那到美国
he came to the US.
卖书，
and he was selling these books.
在苗栗的乡下，
and even in the countryside in Miaoli.
他就是有的时候就买一些食物给当时的穷人。
He, bought food for the poor.
那有的人为了要领食物就来听道。
And some people who wanted the food, they came to also listen.
那他们就也信了耶稣。
And many of them came to Christ.
感谢神。
So praise the Lord.
那神自己拣选一代一代那到虽然海蒂贝克，我们刚刚听到他说他的遭遇很不容易。
We know that God, He is drawing in each generation, and even though for Heidi Picker, the situation she went through was very difficult.
但是上帝后来带他到非洲去。
But later, God led her to go to, Africa.
那在那里成千上万的人信主。
And there, she was able to lead, hundreds of thousands of people to come to Jesus.
我们甚至看到那个见证，像新约圣经里面讲的。
And the testimonies we hear from her work there is like what's written in the New Testament.
就是几千人在一起。
Thousands of people coming together.
食物不够。
And there's not enough food.
那都很多都是穷人。
And many are poor people.
那但是他们当他们去分的时候，
But when they were, giving out the food,
那许多的人吃饱。
Many were filled.
那而且神也借着他
And God also used her,
为死人祷告活过来。
to pray for the dead so that they would live again.
所以一个器皿有的时候自己经过很不容易的事。
So sometimes, for someone to go through really difficult
那他去爱那些穷
situations,
人，
and to still love the poor,
去帮助那些有毒瘾的人。
To help the drug addicts.
她自己的孩子被仇敌攻击。
Her own children, you know, were attacked by the devil.
但是她得胜了。
But she overcame.
那神就使用她。
And so God used her.
那在非洲大大的使用。
Used her greatly in Africa.
感谢神。
Praise God.
我们今天要看，首先要看一处圣经，在以赛亚书七章十四节啊。我想我们中文就打到上面，我来读，然后就请吉米读英文就好。因此，主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
We'll start out by turning to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. It says, Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
那我们看到在耶稣降生之前700多年前。
So we also see that 700 years before Jesus was born,
那就有这样的预言。
There was such a prophecy.
那就是讲到必有童女怀孕生子。
This prophecy is that, you know, this virgin will give birth to a son.
那要给他起名叫以马内利。
And we'll call him Emmanuel.
那以马内利就是神与人同在的意思。
And Emmanuel means that God is with man.
那耶稣基督的名，耶稣的名字是
，And Jesus' name is，
他要把他的百姓从罪中救出来
，Is that he will save his people from sin？
过去人与神之间是隔绝的
，Beforehand, a man and God were separated。
上帝是圣洁的
，God is holy。
我们是有罪性的
，And we have sin。
我们有罪行
，We have a sinful nature。
但是神与人之间隔绝了
，And you know。Because of that, we're separated from God.
旧约的时候，神的百姓
，and in the Old Testament, God's people
要借着祭司
，they have to rely on the priests
献羊献牛
to sacrifice, you know, the lambs, the cows
流出血
for the blood to be spilled.
那大祭司一年一次
，and the high priest could only go one time each year
才能进入至圣所。
To go into the holiest holies.
那他进去的时候，那个衣服还要绑一个铃铛。
And even when he walks in there, you know, his robes, they, put tie to his legs.
免得因为他不干净不圣洁。
In case that, you know, he's still unclean or unholy.
或是有罪。
Or has sin.
那神与人，就是他会被击杀。
Then he would die.
可是当耶稣死的时候
But when Jesus died,
当他裂开他的身体
when he broke his body,
流出他的宝血
when he shed his blood,
在十字架说成了的时候
when he was on that cross and he said it is finished,
神那个圣殿的布幔裂开了
and the veil and the temple, you know, split in half.
上帝开了一条又新又活的路
and God, you know, gave us a new and living path.
那使人可以亲近神
so that we can draw near to God.
那使神可以赐下他的同在
so that God can send down his presence.
正如刚才景深所祷告，不只是在我们中间
just like Brother Jensen said, it's not only just among us.
他也可以住在我们里面
but that God can dwell within us.
就是以马内利
and this is Emmanuel.
这是救恩的一个最极致最高的一个点。
And this is for our salvation. This is a very important point.
我们的神不只是把我们从罪恶的光景中救出来。
Our God doesn't just rescue us from our sinful condition.
使我们靠着羔羊，靠着耶稣基督称义。
But He causes us to rely on Christ to become righteous.
那而且他不断的在洁净我们。
He's continuously purifying us.
借着宝血洁净。
Through his blood.
借着圣经的话来洁净我们，水与道洁净我们。
Through the word, through this Bible, which cleanses us like living water.
他最后是希望能够找到我们，成为他的居所。
And really, he wants.Us to find him as a resting place.
最近我就想到两处的经节。
Recently, I think I've I've thought of two verses.
一处是以赛亚书六十六章一节二节。
One section is in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1 and 2.
天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳，哪里是我的居所呢？就是虚心痛悔因他而化而战惊的人。
This is what the Lord says, Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? Where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all these things, and so they came into being?
那另外一处圣经。
And another scripture.
就是约翰福音十四章二十一节。
In John chapter 14, verse 21.
他说有了我命令又遵守的就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，并且要向他显现。
Jesus said, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
那而且在二十三节说要来住在他的里面。
And in verse 23, Jesus talks about the fact that we need to live, dwell and abide in him.
那感谢神，我们的神竟然要跟我们同住。
And so, thank God, you know, since God wants us, he wants to dwell with us.
那那是我们看到启示录最后神的目的就是。
And we see in Revelations that God's end goal is
就是神与人同在
is for God to be with us
永远与人同在
forever
那当预备好了天上的新耶路撒冷
when everything is prepared, this new Jerusalem
那就要从天而降
will come down from heaven
那当我们思想这个圣诞节的时候
and so when we meditate and think about Christmas
那我们知道在马太福音二章
We know that in Matthew chapter 2
一到二十三节
From verse 1 to 23
那讲到那个三个博士
Talks about the three
Magi 那他们是原来是一些好像是星象学的
It appears that, you know, they understood the stars.
那但是他们看到了一颗星星。
But they saw this one star.
那个星星不只是在天上的星星。
This star was not only just in the heavens.
那个星星还会动的。
But this star moved.
他们从看到那个星星，知道有一个特殊的人要降生。
And from the star, they knew that there's someone very special who would be born.
他们好像得到一个启示。
It was like they received a revelation.
我们在中国古时候也有这样的说法。
You know, in the Chinese culture,
如果一个王要死的时候，
There's a saying that, you know, if a king's about to die,
天上的一颗星星就会掉下来。
That this one of the stars in heaven will fall.
那但是耶稣降生的时候，
But when Jesus was born,
那东方的博士。
These wise men from the east.
好像神上帝给他们一个启示。
It was like, you know, God gave them a revelation.
他们要去朝见的一个是一个很特殊的人。
That the person they were going to go visit was very special.
黄金、乳香、没药。
And so they brought gold, you know, they brought myrrh, they brought gifts.
黄金是预表君王，黄金预表君王，神性。
So, you know, gold, you know, represents, you know, for someone who is a king.
乳香末药是为人去世的时候预备的。
The spices and myrrh is for those who are going to die.
所以这些人他们原来不是以色列人。
So these people who are not Israelites.
但是他们的心渴望。
But their hearts, they desired.
好像神给他们一个启示。
God gave them this revelation.
是真实的君王。
That the one they're visiting is the true king.
那黄金献给君王。
And these gifts of gold are given to a king.
乳香献给祭司。
You know, an incense is given to a priest.
墨药是给死者。
And the myrrh is for those who are dead.
我们的耶稣是君王，是祭司，也是先知。
And we know that, you know, Jesus, he is a king you know, he is a priest and he's also a prophet.
但是他也经过死亡。
But he also has gone through death.
那这个这个这三个人，他们就千里迢迢。
So these three people, you know, they went together.
他们往跟着这个天上的星星。
They traveled, you know, long distances following the star.
这个星星不是天上的恒星而已。
And this star is not just a
不是天上的恒星不动的星星。
Oh, it's not just a star that's stationary.
那而是活动的。
But this star was moving.
有人说那是一个活着的星星。
Some people say, you know, it was a living star.
那能够引领着他们。
Was able to guide them.
哦，到底一个外邦人竟然他们愿意，让上帝借着一个，这样的星星引领他们。
And for these people, you know, somehow they, you know, they were willing to follow the star.
他们好像感觉到这是一个特殊的君王。
They felt like this was a very special king.
是一个上帝的，是上帝的儿子。
And perhaps they knew that this was, you know, God's son.
那他们就来到耶路撒冷。
So they came to Jerusalem.
那他们问，他们就询问。
So they, you know, they asked around.
那文士告诉他们。文士告诉这三个 Magi， 告诉这三个博士。文士 scribes.
Oh, so the scribes, you know, they told these magi.
根据民数记，耶稣要这个神弥赛亚要降生在伯利恒。
They, you know, told them based on, you know, the book of Numbers, that the Savior would be born in Bethlehem.
那他们就是往伯利恒那个地方去。
So they walked to Bethlehem.
那个星星真的就带他们到伯利恒。
So, you know, really the star led them to Bethlehem.
那到了耶稣所生的马槽里。
And led them to the manger where Jesus was born.
各位，我就是在想有一句圣经的话。
Brothers and sisters, I think of a scripture.
寻找的就必寻见。
Those who seek, then, you know, they will find.
可是当时的文士
But at the time, you know, these scribes.
他们知道，甚至知道弥赛亚要降生在什么地方。
They knew where the Messiah was going to be born.
好像他们不是，他们有这个知识。
They seemingly had this knowledge.
好像他们没有那个渴慕。
But they didn't have that desire.
这个也是我们基督徒有的时候的问题。
And you know, for us Christians, this sometimes is our problem too.
有的时候我们很容易累积圣经的知识。
Oftentimes, it's very easy for us to build up in knowledge of the Bible.
是否我们心里面想有一个新鲜的经验？
But we lack that desire for that an experience.
从心里面来寻找神。
That from within our heart, we are seeking God.
那这三个博士他们。就是盼望来寻找。
But these three magi, you know, they had this desire to seek.
那他们走很多的里程的路。
And so they walked thousands of miles.
但是他们终于找到了。
But they finally found it.
可是就是在以色列境内。
But it's when they were in Israel.
那不同的人不同的态度。
In Israel, you know, different people had different attitudes.
文士好像漠不关心。
These scribes, you know, seemed like they didn't really care.
那他们把这个消息告诉希律。
And so they told this news to Herod.
那希律就要杀这个孩子。
And so Herod wanted to kill this child.
所以把生下来的婴儿两岁以下都杀了。
So he killed all of the children under the age of two.
你看，不同的人不同的态度。
So you can see that different people have different attitudes.
可是那个时候，神却告诉约瑟，做梦告诉约瑟。
But at that time, you know, God gave a dream to Joseph.
那要约瑟带着孩子往埃及去。约瑟带着他的妻子玛利亚还有孩子逃到埃及去。
And God told them to take Mary and Jesus down to Egypt.
我们很需要神给我们一个敬畏的心。
So we really need God to give us, you know, a heart that fears the Lord.
上帝可以带领那个东方的博士。
God can, you know, lead these magi.
那上帝也可以向约瑟启示，在异梦中跟他讲话。
And, you know, God can also, you know, speak to Joseph through visions.
那让他带着妻子跟孩子逃到埃及去。
So that he could take his wife and his child to flee to Egypt.
那是在马太福音二章十六节到十八节提到这样一个屠杀的事。
And in Matthew chapter 2, starting from verse 16 to 18, talks about, you know, what happened, that the massacre that happened.
那十九节到二十三节提到。
And from verse 19 to 23,
那这个大希律王死了。
Talks about, you know, after, you know, this King Herod died.
后来就是他这个约瑟就带着妻子带着孩子回去住在拉撒勒城。
So Joseph, you know, brought his family back to Nazareth.
所以耶稣称之为拉撒勒的耶稣。
And so that's why, you know, Jesus was known as Jesus from Nazareth.
今年你们有去过拉撒路吗？以色列有没有去过？没有经过哈。我们去过哈。本来拉撒路是很在那个时候是很小小默默无名的。
Yeah, so at that time, you know, in those days, you know, Nazareth was a really small town, which, you know, not many people cared about.
我记得那一年爱情蒙恩爱情开始来我们这边追求的时候。
I remember, you know, when Sister
Pam
came to our church.
我和我妻子正好我们那个时候自助旅行去以色列。
At that time, myself and my wife, we were traveling in Israel.
我们也去了拉撒路，拉撒勒。
We went to Nazareth as well.
也去了加利利。
We went to Galilee.
也坐过彼得船。
We were on the boat that, you know.
那个船好像是一个基督徒啊。
And those the people who were
那个 owner 是一个基督徒。
Of you know the boats were Christians.
我们看到一个耶稣原来是为我们人降生的时候降生在马槽里成为贫穷。
So you know we can see you know how Jesus when he was born in a manger and you know he came down in poverty.
对他死的时候，罗马人把他的外衣内衣都分了。
And when he was nailed to the cross, you know, the Roman soldiers, they took his clothes and even his undergarments.
圣经上面说他为我们成为贫穷。
You know, the Bible says, he came and, you know, he became poor.
那为的是叫我们得到富足。
So that we could be filled.
那我们在以色列的时候，我们看到很多的观光客。
And when we were in Israel, we saw many tourists.
也看到那个拉撒勒那个城。
And when we were in Nazareth,
好多精品店。
There were many stores.
我就说他们都在发耶稣财。
And you know, they're kind of getting rich off of Jesus.
耶稣为我们成为贫穷。
And you know, Jesus, he became poor for us.
降生在马槽。
He was born in this manger.
你如果你去看到犹太人的那些商店
If you were to see all those stores in Israel,
我记得我们找民宿啊，找到一个山上有个地方叫 Safed.
I remember when we were there, we went to a store.
就是有不是有一个居住的所在，有一个山上一个隐蔽的地方，有一个隐蔽的地方 hiding place 在山上。
Okay, we went to a place on a mountain.
叫做 Safed, S-A-F-E.
Called Safed.
那据说他们是16世纪被西班牙人逼迫的时候，犹太人被逼迫的时候，逃到那个山上去。他们逃避西班牙人的逼迫。
Oh, in the 16th century, when the Jewish people were being persecuted by the Spanish.
那他们逃到山上。
They went up to this mountain.
那个连 GPS 都找不到。
Even the, you know, I guess the GPS, you can't find it.
可是里面的建筑。
But the architecture up there,
还有各方面都是非常的精致现代。
Everything up there was very modern.
那各位弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一位拉撒勒的耶稣。
This Jesus of Nazareth.
他因着他为我们死。
Through his death.
那他代替我们的罪。
He substituted for our sins.
软弱变成刚强。
So that those who are weak may become strong.
咒诅变成祝福。
And so curses can become blessings.
他叫我们得生命。
He called us to have life.
而且得的更丰盛。
And life more abundantly.
我们看到不只是内在的丰盛。
And it's not just within us.
那他也曾经在地上叫彼得经验过。
And even Jesus, had Peter experience this.
彼得一个晚上打不到鱼。
A whole night, Peter was out there.
但是听他的话，听耶稣的话。
And he couldn't get any fish, but he listened to Jesus.
彼得原来可能会这样想。
And maybe Peter would have thought.
我是一个渔夫。
That I'm the fisherman.
我在这一方面是专家。
I'm the expert here.
可是我打了一整个晚上打不到。
But this whole entire night I couldn't get any fish.
可是你是一个木匠。
But you're a carpenter.
但是我就姑且听吧，反正我一个晚上都打不到。
But okay, I'll listen to you because this whole night I couldn't find any.
可是结果船来了153条鱼。
But instead, when they put down the nets, they got
船差一点点就要沉下去。
They got so many fish that the boat almost sank.
如果我们听耶稣的话，
if we listen to Jesus' words,
我相信
I believe
软弱会变刚强，
that the weak will become strong,
贫穷会变富足，
and those who are poor will become rich.
我们需要把它放在第一。
And we need to put him first.
来听他的话。
To listen to his words.
那我们看到这个东方的博士是这样的态度。
And so we see that, these magi from the east, they have this attitude.
那他们就是去找，就找到了。
And so they went to seek and they found it.
那他们就献上这个祭。
And so they offered up these treasures and presents.
那我们再看另外几个人。
So let's also look at a few other people.
在路加福音二章。
In Luke chapter 2.
先我们看一章78节到79节。
Let's look at chapter 1 verse.
第一章78到79。
Verse 78 to 79.
是。那他提到就是说因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
Amen. 我们的主他从高天要引领我们。
So God, he's leading us from the heavens.
他是清晨的日光。
He is this, rising sun.
要照亮在黑暗中死荫里的人。
He's shining on, those living in darkness.
那在当时有两个人。
And at that time, there are two people.
一个叫做西面。
There was a
西面在路加福音二章二十五节到三十五节。路加福音二章二十五节，好，没有关系。
In Luke chapter 2 verse 25.
那
there's someone named Simeon.
西面的意思，原文的意思是
and the meaning of the name is
就是能听。
It means to listen.
那能够深知上帝的旨意，能听到神的声音，能深明白神的心意。
It means to be able to listen to what God says and understand what God says.
圣经里面告诉我们，他是一个公义虔诚的人。
And in the Bible here it says that he was a righteous and devout man.
那他一直盼望弥赛亚的降临。
And he was waiting for the Messiah.
那圣经告诉我们，他有圣灵与他同在。
And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit was with him.
又启示他。
And gave him a revelation.
在他还没有死之前。
That before he dies.
他要看见基督。
That he would see the Messiah.
那这个西面就按常常的，就是按着规矩啊，在圣殿里面服侍神。
So this Simeon, you know, he spent his time diligently serving the Lord in the temple.
所以当约瑟夫妇带着这个带着圣殿去，带着婴孩去的时候，他就看见了。
So when Joseph and Mary brought their child.Jesus to the temple. He saw Jesus.
Oh, 他把荣耀归给神。
And he gave the glory to God.
他说他抓到了神的应许，就是说，他说我看到了这个救主啊，看到了神的应许。他说，如今你可以释放仆人安然离去。
And he, you know, he praised God that he was able to.Look upon the Savior, and that now he could leave this world peacefully.
那他可想看到弥赛亚。
You know, so he had this desire, to see the Messiah.
神也启示他。
And God gave him this revelation.
那他会看见。
That he would see.
他真的看见了。
And so he really saw the Messiah.
那他是一个公义虔诚的人。
And he was a righteous and devout man.
那他对耶稣的那个预言也非常的宝贵。
And the prophecy he gave out for Jesus is also very precious.
他提到这等人兴起是叫许多人兴起，许多人跌倒，许多人的心思意念也被显明出来。
He said that this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel. Yeah.
好，那再过来有一个人叫亚拿。
And the other person is named Anna.
路加福音二章三十六到三十八节。
In Luke chapter 2, verse 36 to 38.
在人看来，她是一个寡妇。
To the rest of the world, she was a widow.
好像没有什么，就她先生，她结婚七年，跟先生在一起七年就，先生就去世了。
She was only, with her husband for 7 years, and her husband passed away.
那她没有发埋怨的话。
She didn't, you know, complain.
她在上帝的殿中常常祷告。
She was often in the temple praying.
那她渴慕神。
She desired God.
那她禁食祷告。
And she fasted and prayed.
那她也昼夜侍奉神。
Night and day, you know, she was there, worshiping God.
她认出了基督了。
And she also.Saw the Messiah.
他看到基督之后
，and when she saw the Messiah,
那他就称颂神。
She praised God.
那感谢神。
And so praise God.
那我们看到这两个人。
We see that these two people.
那他们能够就是可想神。
They were able to, you know, to desire God.
圣经里面有一句话。
In the Bible, there's some words.
神要向爱慕他显现的人显现。
That God will reveal himself to those who love him.
他们两个都是很可想要遇见基督。
And both of these people, they desire to see Christ.
结果在他们有生之年就遇见了。
And in their living years, they saw.
是不是我们在我们活着的时候
？So.What about us and when we're living?
我们也许我们没有看得见的很漂亮的圣殿。
And maybe we don't see, a beautiful temple.
是否在我们的家中
？And maybe, you know, within our families.
在我们有一个单独的时候，你渴望不渴望与主耶稣亲近
？When we have our own alone times, will we desire to have?
你渴望不渴望他向你显现
？Do you desire for God to reveal Himself to you？
有一天他显现的时候
，Because one day when He is revealed，
他要向爱慕他的人显现
，That He will reveal Himself to those who love Him。
哦，每一次他的显现都带给我们欢乐
And every time he reveals himself, it will bring us joy.
就像那个东方的三博士，他们看到耶稣，他们就喜乐了。
Just like those three magi, you know, when they saw Jesus, they were full of gladness.
那这两个人也是如此。
And it's the same with these two people.
中国人曾经有一句话。
For the Chinese, there's a saying.
孔夫子说。
Confucius said.
他说朝闻道，朝闻道，早上听到。道 the word in the morning
when you hear the words in the morning
晚上死就可以了。来换句话说，如果看到耶稣了，那死了也无憾。If you see Jesus, you
so. Oh, in other words, you know, like if you see, you know,
因为在约翰福音里面讲道与神同在
there's no regrets.
The word incarnate itself with the Lord, 道与神同在，就是那我想那个道的，我觉得那个道应该讲就是我们的神，我们的神自己啊。那看到了之后，他离开世界，他都无憾啊。
So you know, basically, you know, the saying is essentially, you know, if you hear the word, or in essence, if you see God, you know, then you can leave this world with no regret.
我们另外看到有一群人。
We also see another group of people.
他们是牧羊人。
They're shepherds.
在晚间牧羊，看守羊群。
They were tending their flock at night.
那就在那个时候，天使来报给他们大好的信息。
And at that moment, you know, the angels appeared to them, telling them good news.
那天使告诉他们说，在至高之处，荣耀归给神。
And the angels said, you know, like, to
在这至高之处，在 in the most on high,
glory to the most high.
呀，在地上，平安归给神所喜悦的人。
Peace on earth, to those that that please God.
Yeah, 感谢神，各位弟兄姐妹。
So praise God, brothers and sisters.
当第一次耶稣来的时候，
the first time when Jesus came,
那个旅馆都已经满了。
All of the you know, hotels were
那只有只有那个马槽，喂着耶稣。
And only this manger was available for Jesus.
那好像都没有空间。如果他们，我记得孩子们小时候，我们买那个录音带，讲说，哎，有人扣门了。他说对不起，客满了，哈，就不能进来了，哈。就是他就是耶路撒冷的旅馆都客满了，没有空间了。
Yeah, so there was no more space in the hotels in Jerusalem at that time.
在伯利恒也一样。
And it's the same in Bethlehem.
在，可是在马槽有一个地方为耶稣预备。
But there was a place prepared for Jesus in this manger.
是不是我们今天也是如此？
And can it be the same for us today?
好多的事，想要霸占着我们。
There are a lot of things that want to take the place in our hearts.
耶稣第一次来。
When Jesus came the first time.
是三博士看到了。
These three wise men, they saw.
西面跟亚拿看到了。
The Simeon and Anna, they saw.
还有那些旷野的牧羊人看见。
And those shepherds also saw Jesus.
那当他第二次来。
And the second time when Jesus comes,
我们是否也有一个警醒的态度？
You know, will we also have this, you know, an alert mind?
圣经里面有提到，
the Bible mentions
两个人在田里，
that there will be two people in the fields.
取去一个，撇下一个。
One will be taken and one will stay.
十个童女
among the ten virgins,
聪明的有预备油可以进去。
The wise virgins, they have oil and they're able to go in.
愚拙的不预备油。
And the foolish virgins, did not prepare the oil.
他们都打顿了。
They stumbled.
那他们都打对了，打顿了，就是睡着了。
And they fell asleep.
那但是平常有预备油的可以进去。
But those who prepared oil, they were able to enter.
我觉得我想我们已经来到一个很末后的世代。
And I think that we've come to these end times.
最近我们看到的消息。
Recently, the news that we've seen.
就是提到要为美国的总统祷告。
We know that we need to pray for the president.
那他有很多做了很多事情是上帝喜悦的。
He's done many things that please the Lord.
他反对堕胎。
He's against abortion.
他反对同性恋。
He's against homosexual marriage.
他把那个 LGBT 从美国白宫网站除掉。
He took off the LGBT off of the website for the White House.
回教敬拜从白宫除掉。
He got rid of, you know, the Muslim worship.
废掉沾身法案。
He got rid of
Johnson's documents.
The Johnson amendments.
那就是政治人物不能谈信仰啊，这样子的啊。那他很多的事他都改正了。
So he changed many things.
他过去是真的是一个蒙恩的罪人。
And you know, he really is,
was.
He was a, sinner who really received grace.
我们也有时候不明白为什么神要拣选一个有这么多过去的人。
Sometimes we don't understand why God chooses someone with such a past.
那但是我们要为美国祷告。
But we need to pray for America.
最近得到的消息好几方面。
Recently, received a lot of news.
那就是美国是在一个很大的一个征战中。
America is in a great battle.
如果上帝帮助他坐满四年，而基督徒很认真的祷告，神会有一个复兴临到。
If we pray and he's able to finish his 4 years, and we continue to keep praying, you know, a revival can come.
那但是如果没有，
but if not,
那美国会进入 tribulation, 会进入患难。
America will undergo a tribulation.
那我也跟大家提一下。
And I want to mention this to all of you.
我有传一点消息。
I've shared some news.
就是以色列人他们积极的想要建圣殿。
That the Jewish people, they are really, you know, anxious and ready to build the temple.
他们说今年在排练。
That they've been practicing this year.
排练就是要建圣殿。
Practicing to establish.
他们说也许明年就有了。
They think that maybe next year they'll be able to start.
可是对基督徒来讲，
But for Christians,
那是一个蛮危险的事。
That could be a very dangerous thing.
当然也是一个欢乐的事。
And even though it is a joyous thing,
因为对基督徒来讲，
because for the Christian,
得赎的日子近了。
That the times are almost here.
就是耶稣快要回来了。
That Jesus is almost coming.
当圣殿建好。
When the temple is built.
在中间的第三年半的时候。
Within 3.5 years.
敌基督要坐在圣殿中。
We know the Antichrist will take his seat in the temple.
那我想我当然我希望我有儿子女儿在美国，我当然还有我们弟兄姊妹，当然希望上帝给我们很多很多好的日子。
Even though for all of us here, we hope that God gives us many good years.
可是我们还是要提醒大家。
But we need to remind each other.
必须要提醒。
And we need to remind.
也许我们活着。
Perhaps when we live.
圣殿就要盖好。
During our times, the temple will be rebuilt.
1260天。
1,760 days.
加三十天是1,290天。
If you add 30 days, that's 1,790 days.
那圣经上说，活到1,335天的人有福了。
And that those who can live up to 1,735 days are blessed.
那就可以遇到永恒的事。
That they will be able to, you know, experience, you know, these things.
在启示录里面提到
things that are mentioned in Revelations,
会有极大的战争发生
there will be a lot of wars.
那天空的飞鸟要吃尸首都要吃很久。天空的飞鸟 the birds, 要吃那个死的军队的。
Yeah, and that the birds will, you know, eat the dead.
我们需要求主帮助我们警醒。
We need God to help us to be, you know, alert.
不管我们做什么
No matter what we're doing.
读书我们把耶稣放第一位
Whether we're studying, we put Jesus first.
我曾经看过那些把耶稣放第一位的
I've seen those who have put Jesus first.
耶稣给他们预备工作
Jesus prepared for them work, a job.
我们最近谈到以前我一个同工叫许贤啊
And recently I've mentioned, you know, one
Sister
of my co-workers, Sister Xu.
那她曾经就是很认真的追求，很认真的服侍。
She at one point she was very diligent in serving in ministry.
后来有当她服侍的时候，她妈妈说：“你的工作在哪里？”
And during that time, her mother asked her, you know, where's your, what about your job?
后来她去应征数学老师。
And then later on, she became a math teacher.
她学的是几率。
She studied
probability.
Probability.
那天她抽到的题目就是几率。
And that day, she,
她要试教，要去试教。试教是怎么讲？就是 trial observation 啊，就是她抽到那个题目就是几率，那是她跟教授所学最强的部分。当然，他讲得很好，对啊，他需要去试教。
Okay, so she was at an interview, and they were going to ask her a question, and they were drawing, you know, different topics, and they ended up drawing a topic on probability, which is what she was
familiar with
the best.
Yeah, 所以她得到了工作。
And so she ended up getting that job.
我相信不管我们未来读书、工作或是婚姻，如果我们仍然抱着一个敬畏的心，渴慕他的显现。
So I believe that no matter what, whether it's studying or work or marriage, if we put him first and have a desire for him.
在我的脸书上。
On my Facebook.
有一个账号。
There's a account number.
我是抱着，好像是抱着这个穆德，还有跟学乔他们在一起。
There's a picture, and you know, I'm, you know, holding my granddaughters.
那我的期许是
my desire is that
愿神我们的荣耀向我们显现。
That you know God's glory will be revealed to us.
神的荣美，借着我们彰显。
And that God's beauty will be revealed to us.
神的荣耀向我们子孙显现。
And that God's glory will be revealed to our descendants.
我想我们都会经过人生的不容易。
We'll all go through difficulties in this life.
但是我们有一个天上的盼望。
But we have a heavenly hope.
当我们在地上有苦难，我们就是盼望天上的。
When we have difficulties on earth, we put our hope in something what's in heaven.
是否我们渴慕他来显现
？And that we will desire for him to be revealed.
耶稣第一次降世是为着拯救世人。
When Jesus first came, he came to save us.
但是耶稣第二次来的时候
but in Jesus' second coming,
是救我们这些属他的人
is to save those who already belong to him,
脱离要来到世间的愤怒
to be able to escape the coming disaster.
Judgment, anger of the Lord.
Yeah, the judgment and the wrath of the Lord.
求主给我们这样的一个渴慕。
And so may God give us that desire.
我们需要向东方的博士寻找他。
We need to be like those three wise men.
我们需要像西面亚拿一样。
We need to be like Simeon and Anna.
求神给我们一个敬虔公义的生活。
So that we can have a devout and righteous life.
我们需要天天的被神光照，天天的悔改。
We need God to shine His light on us each day and to repent daily.
我们需要有一个心里面有一个空间。
And we need to have space in our hearts.
有一个渴慕。
A desire.
他要向爱慕他的人显现。爱慕他显现的人显现。
He will reveal Himself to those who love Him.
感谢神。我们把荣耀归给主。谢谢你的翻译。Good. 谢谢。感谢神。